We have been aching for spring, and it appears those spring-like temperatures are finally coming our way, but the cool temperatures have actually been really good growing weather for some of our favorite garden vegetables. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, who is our Friday yard warrior. Well, we've been okay if we were looking to get that lettuce going for some good salads, weren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. The soil was a little too cold to germinate the seeds, but if you started them inside or you bought nice little lettuce plants at the garden center, this is the kind of weather that lettuce loves to grow in. It grows fast, and it stays exceptionally sweet. As we get towards the warmer weather, the lettuce will continue to grow. But every degree, every warmer degree it gets, the lettuce will get a little more bitter or a little less sweet. So you get your best tasting lettuce harvested in cool weather. And anybody who's been in this game for a number of years knows once it gets really hot, the lettuce will bolt. And when you cut it, you'll see a white sticky substance instead of the clear sap. And that means game over. That pitcher gets pulled and sent back.
Other things also do well in colder temperatures, I guess snow peas and snap peas.
This is the only time of year you can grow these delicious garden treats. And I think the soil after this weekend is going to be warm enough to germinate the seeds. But if you want to cheat a little bit, and we always point out that cheaters always win, you can pick out where you're going to grow your spring peas and throw a piece of clear plastic over it for all day tomorrow and all night tomorrow night. And then pull off the plastic, get rid of it, don't use it again, and plant the peas in that soil that'll have been kept a little warm overnight. Now, a couple of degrees difference, and those peas will shoot up right away. And they have to, because you've only got about 2 months to get them producing, and then they'll be done 3 weeks after that.
Well, we've had so many of these disappointingly cold weekends that now that we're going to have a decent weekend ahead of us and warmer weather into the new week, I wonder if a lot of folks are going to get out there and try to do something about their yard. Would this be too early to do that?
We are approaching, finally, this is something else people have been waiting for. We've been monitoring the soil temperatures. I can't remember them ever staying this cold this late in the season. The soil temperatures are still in the mid-40s. But I think after this next little round of warm weather, this desperately beloved warm weather, I think we make a monument to D.C., to Monday and Tuesday after this winter. After this warm weather passes, it'll be the perfect time to put down corn gluten meal to prevent crabgrass. It'll be totally effective. I think if you do it next weekend, if you put your corn gluten meal down, you will probably eliminate the biggest percentage of crabgrass that is humanly possible.
That would be terrific. All right, we're looking forward to this weekend and the weather that follows, too. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.